Thank you, Basil, and a good morning to you and Millsy. Part of southeastern Alabama has been literally ripped up by tornadoes.
That's a big tornado. Oh, big. Oh, my God, it's right. It's in my face.
The death toll is high. At least 23 lives lost, dozens of people injured. In Lee County, Alabama, that's close to the Georgia border, the tornado was almost a kilometer wide when it touched down, shredding everything in its path. This morning, homes and businesses are in rubble, much of it blown far and wide. County Sheriff Jay Jones says the search for the missing continues in bitter cold.
As the search continues, we still have some people that are reported missing. We have not identified all of the fatalities yet at this point.
And a popular bar was one of those businesses, gutted to the studs. The owner was in his truck just outside, and he saw the worst coming.
I seen the trash swirling in the air, and I said, oh, no, this ain't good.
Across the street, the owner of a petrol station was inside, now lucky to be alive after the station was torn to bits.
Everything is gone. Everything destroyed.
For most of those caught in the path, it was just hang on and pray for the best, this woman telling NBC.
Well, I was looking out the window when it started raining real bad, and then I heard a noise, and I told my daughter-in-law, I said, get the babies and go in my bedroom. And we huddled up beside the bed and put a cover over us, and it felt like it was forever, but it wasn't but maybe 2 or 3 minutes.
Pretty scary stuff. Now, the debris was massive and pretty widespread, Bob.
Oh, Millsy, it was so large and so high-flying that it was picked up on radar, reaching 20,000 feet. That is 6 kilometers up. And Millsy and Basil, a billboard ripped out of the ground there in Lee County, Alabama, wound up landing more than 30 kilometers away across the state line in Georgia.